This is a special edition of Cross Currents produced with Mills College in Oakland. I'm Holly Kernan, and today we're taking a deep look at Oakland schools and the effective educators who work in them.
So one of my greatest joys about this job is, you know, watching my kids develop. When they get challenged by something and overcome it, I feel victorious as they do.
That's David Chu. He's a seventh grade teacher at the American Indian Public Charter School. It's part of a statement he made to the school board last month as it debated revoking his school's charter. The school might be closing despite its high-achieving students because American Indian Public Charter administrators were found to have improperly used millions of dollars in school funds.
Vice President Hodge.
Yes.
President Kakashiba.
Yes.
The motion is adopted.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ultimately, the board voted to revoke the charter upon strong recommendation from Superintendent Tony Smith. It's unclear how this decision will affect the unique approach that has come to characterize classrooms in American Indian public schools, classrooms like David Chu's. He says his goal goes beyond giving his students a good education. He aims to help his middle schoolers break out of their shells. Mariah McKnight has our story.
Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot, we have our affirmation jar. Once again, raise your hand if I'm not supposed to read yours, if you don't feel comfortable with me reading yours. All right. Oh, this one's for Jining. Yeah. Jining is a funny and nice dude. He is awkward sometimes, but he's also cool. Yeah, everybody give a round of applause for Jining.
David Chu is a seventh grade teacher at the American Indian Charter School. Right now, he is reading notes from the affirmation jar. It's a big glass bowl where students put notes about things they appreciate about one another.
I wanted to say that I think Chun Yun was very brave to raise her hand and speak in English. I know it must be hard for her. And she is improving. P.S. Guys, give a round of applause for Chun Yun.
Chu uses these daily affirmations in order to teach the students confidence, as well as appreciation for one another.
And so students would get to write their different affirmations. It could be anonymous, or they could put their names on there, things that they noticed throughout the day, what they appreciate about their peers.
The affirmation jar is really important to Chu because he sees that his students are
constantly performing. And we're talking about, like, you know, performing in terms of academics, performing in their tests and in their homework. And so there's a lot of space for, like, criticism and constructive criticism, but criticism nonetheless. And I feel like it's really critical to just take some time to, you know, affirm that even though, you know, they might not be performing well, they're still, you know, they're still valuable as human beings. And I think that's always important.
David Chu has been teaching at the American Indian Charter School for almost 2 years. He started working at the same time his students entered into sixth grade. The American Indian Charter School is mostly known for its academic rigor and high test scores, but Chu always finds time with the students to relax and enjoy the learning experience.
My name is Evelyn Pham.
Priscilla Tang.
My name is Sao Bing.
What is your favorite thing about your teacher?
He's really funny.
He's funny.
He's a good teacher.
And he jokes around with us to lighten up the mood so it isn't like all studying and everything.
And when he's explaining concepts, it's not like other teachers I had.
Whenever you need help, he will help you. He will try his best to help you, yeah. He's a good teacher.
Not only does Chu teach the enjoyment of learning, he also strongly believes that in order for students to succeed in life, they have to do well, not only in academics, but also to be sympathetic and kind.
You know, that's a big part of my heart. I think, you know, like academics is important, but like a huge part is just their literally their personal development as people.
So Chu has some of his students take on projects outside the classroom. One is writing a book. Another is trying to create a wind turbine that uses solar and water. One student is even trying to crack the code on cancer.
I'm just trying to bring it closer to them, you know, whatever it is, their dreams or whatever it is, to be something that they could kind of access today.
And he wants to build a foundation on which their dreams can become reality.
Giving them skill sets and helping them see themselves, you know, as potential world changers for the world. And I don't know if that sounds too idealistic, but I mean, that's what kind of stirs me on with the kids. So, yeah, my teaching philosophy is very relational. Yeah.
For Cross Currents, I'm Mariah McKnight in Oakland.